Kevin, congratulations. Kind of a tale of two halves, wasn't it?
Well, it was, Joe. Really happy with the fact that we won. We did not expect this game to be easy. And I guess I feel good that because it's crazy how you feel coming out of a game. If we had played a really good first half and then not played, you know, played our first half in the second half, you come out, you don't feel very good. But as a result of not playing as well in the first half, you play better, you feel a little better. And I'm not sure that, quite honestly, that that's warranted. I was a little disappointed in our intensity in the first half. I thought we were just kind of a half inch off. And I was worried about that coming into the game. Everybody wants to talk about, well, did, you know, Tuesday night. And it had nothing to do with Tuesday night. It has to do with a long week. It has to do with playing good basketball and really trying to keep your emotional edge. And keeping your edge is tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to keep your edge, but it's something that's necessary if you're going to have the kind of season you want to have and you're going to win games like this. And so, fortunately, we regained it at halftime and came out and made some shots and looked a lot better in the second half.
Gaines kind of ran crazy there in the first half. What did you do in the second half? Because basically the points he scored in the second half were not a factor at all.
Well, we were able to get on him at the beginning of the second half, but you know, in the first half we just weren't applying enough pressure, and we just weren't playing intensely enough as a unit, and he just kept turning the corner on us and making plays. He's a good player, really good player, but we just weren't into it defensively, I didn't think, in the first half. And then in the second half we extended the floor a little bit and picked up our pressure and forced him to make some plays, and he had to give the ball up earlier, and so when you force him to give it up, then better things happen for you.
You got to like your chances when Shane scores 29, Red scores 23. That gives you a pretty good uplift.
Well, I think not only that, but when you look and see that they scored 29 and 23, and then you got two other guys in double figures and Jermaine sitting there at 9, mm-hmm. you know, you almost had five guys in double figures with those two guys having that many. So that's a good sign for us, and that's the kind of offense that we're going to need. We're going to need that kind of productivity from those guys as we go down the stretch.
Shane made 8 2-point baskets. I think it's only the second time in his career he's ever done that in a game. He was cold from three-point range for most of the game, heated up later on. Did he just start doing that on his own, looking for the two-point shot, or did you kind of encourage him to drive a little more?
No, we always want him to be an active cutter and an active guy on offense, and he was just very active in the second half. We got on the team in the first or at halftime about standing on offense and, you know, kind of being passive, and so we really didn't have the kind of intensity on either end that we wanted, and it was showing up. You know, we were missing open shots, and so in the second half, Shane, you know, took heed to what we said at the halftime and became a great cutter. And then, you know, every ball started going in the basket for him.
Allen didn't play much at all. Was he still bothered by he was one of those guys that was a little sick this week.
Yeah, but, you know, Allen's got to toughen up a little bit too. He's a little bit under the weather, but he wasn't as much under the weather as it seemed. We just kind of decided at halftime that, he didn't do as much as we thought he could have in the first half, and so we gave Darshawn those minutes and Andre some of those minutes in the second half.
You've got to love looking at the stat sheet and seeing 6 turnovers.
I do, and how about the one possession where we had like 9 almost turnovers?
Yeah.
And I thought if we could have scored on that, That could have been sent to, like, bloopers, because that would have been the worst offensive possession in the history of college basketball that resulted in a field goal. But nevertheless, we are taking better care of the ball. Up until today, our defensive intensity has been better and really been solid. So, you know, we're making some progress in some of those areas.
Finally, you wanted to get through this game that a lot of people called, and you even referenced, as maybe a little bit of a trap. You did. You talked about maybe a little lack of intensity early. I don't think you're going to have that problem Tuesday night.
Well, no, Tuesday night presents, you know, different issues, but I'm sure our guys will be extremely excited to play, and hopefully our fans will be really excited for the game. And we've had terrific crowds, Joe, and hopefully maybe our people can come in here on Tuesday night and set an all-time high on how difficult it is to play in Memorial Gym.
You come up with a couple of tickets, I can find some people that can use them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't hold your breath.
I know it.
Believe me, I know it. Congratulations.
Thank you.